Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Game Room Podcast. Sound a little bit happier today, because I am. Anyway guys, so I am really quickly going to talk to you guys about the Fortnite topic once again. Yeah, I might be boring you with the Fortnite topic, but the Fortnite topic is the only thing that's actually kind of like relevant right now. I will be talking about Apex Legends and stuff like that as well, so don't worry about that. But today we're going to be talking about Fortnite once again. The treasure chest location has been found. Now, there were some sort of like treasure chest or legendary chest found in the block, but that wasn't the actual treasure chest. That was basically a legendary chest that was added into the game that will give you a 100% guaranteed legendary weapon. It could be an RPG, a grenade launcher, it could be a deagle, it could be a scar, it could be anything. It's just like a chest that gives you an amazing start to the game, that kind of chest. But the treasure chest itself is going to be in the game. It's not yet in the game, but it will be coming. The location of this, I have found it, and we have found it. It's pretty much in the jungle behind the volcano, basically where the face is in the jungle on the mountain. If you've seen that, it is a part of the challenges, the giant face. It's pretty much around the area. Basically, there's a massive X on the floor made out of stones. Now, you might be wondering, well, that wasn't on the cutscene. There was sand, and the X was carved into the sand. Well, just this X marks the spot made out of the rocks, basically is pinpointing where the location is going to be. When the chest is actually put into the game, then I presume the rocks will be taken out and then an actual X will be there. But the rocks are just literally pinpointing the location of the treasure chest. Now, the treasure chest will be coming into the game, I believe, in some sort of new update. Now, here's how the treasure chest will probably work. Now, the treasure chest will work like the Infinity Blade and the Thanos Gauntlet. As we know, the Infinity Blade was a thing that only one player could actually get within the game. Each match you played, only one person could get it unless they were killed, and then, you know, you could take it off them. It obviously gave you more shield and more health, say, with the Thanos Gauntlet. It will work like this. Now, what is inside the chest? Well, if you actually look on the new loading screen with the Ember's skin, she's holding some sort of bow and arrow, advanced bow and arrow. This weapon, the bow and arrow, is not in the game, so it will possibly be inside the treasure chest, meaning that this is going to be the new mythical item inside the game that we can receive from the treasure chest. It will give us, you know, more shield and health, and we can obviously kill people with it. And obviously, it will work like the Infinity Blade and the Thanos Gauntlet did, where we've got to go to the treasure chest, we've got to dig it up, because there is in-game files of the treasure chest, of, you know, the digging area, the map, and the shovel. So basically, we're going to have to go up to the shovel or to the location, hold X. Obviously, there's going to be a little cutscene where we're digging it up. We dig up the treasure chest and we take the bow and arrow out. Now, obviously, when this location comes into the game, with everyone that now knows about this, it's going to be a hotspot. So when this does come out, and you, if you guys want the chance to get this weapon, I would highly suggest that you quickly, as soon as you spawn into the map, jump out and literally fly over to that location to be the first one to receive this, because you can only, there's only one person that can get this item in each and every game. So if you really want this weapon, guys, I'd really, you know, get there quick, because there's going to be a big cutscene literally where you've got to dig it all up and stuff like that. Now, once you actually hold X and you've when you win the cutscene, people can't kill you when you're in the cutscene. Obviously, when you're out of the cut, when you're not in the cutscene, they can. But when you're digging, they can't kill you, but they can hold X themselves and start digging themselves. So literally, they could literally steal that weapon off you if they get the chance to. So do not give the people chance to steal this weapon off you, because this weapon is going to be pretty sick, I presume. So yeah, that is what is going to be inside the treasure chest. Now, it's not confirmed, but it most likely will be. I'm very, very excited for this. I have taken so much of my time to try and find the location of this treasure chest. And now I've found it, it's put my mind to rest. The treasure chest, again, as I've said, is not yet in the game, but it will come in a possible future update, which I'm very, very, very excited for. My detective skills can now be put at rest, so anyone that is listening to this, if anyone was intrigued by the treasure chest and was hunting for it, you do no longer need to, you know, try and find out where it is, because it has now been found. Now, obviously, because this is a voice podcast and not a recorded one, you know, off a camera, I can't actually show you exactly where this location is, but it's literally in the jungle behind the volcano. You have to watch a YouTube video on it. Now, there are random treasure maps around the map, one being Lazy Lagoon and so forth. These treasure maps are actually, they're not the actual treasure map. The treasure map on the loading screen, once you reach tier 10, you get a loading screen called Isle of Treasure. The treasure map looks exactly like that, and the X marks the spot is where that location is, but obviously on the in-game files, it has the X on it, so it's telling you where it is, and that X is obviously behind the volcano. How did I find this? I used the tier 10 loading screen. There was a magnifying glass, which is, it's telling us to go there as a decoy. If you look at the volcano, there's literally a black like footprint dot. That is, if you actually look at right at the edge of that, that is where the X is. It's really hard to explain without being able to show you on camera, but I'd just look it up and go on videos. The best person to watch this is Ali A, because he actually made a video about this showing the in-game file footage. So yeah, go watch him, you know, he actually does show you and where it is and everything like that. So yeah, 100% I definitely will go there. Also, Community Gamer, who's a YouTube channel, made a video about it, about the location and where it is, so go watch his video on that as well. So yeah, that is all we really have to cover. So once this update does go live, when the treasure chest is in the game, you really want to, you know, get your dropping in skills high, because this is going to definitely be a big hotspot to go to with a new item, a weapon that is going to be inside this treasure chest. It's definitely going to be a hotspot. Just remember, there's only one person that can receive this legendary weapon in each game. So if you guys want a chance to get this, I'd really up your dropping skills into the map. So yeah, very exciting stuff from Epic Games. So yeah, it will be added into the map at some point. So when the latest update comes out, which I presume should be some point either this week or next week. So when the first update goes up, that is when the treasure chest should be put into the game. Keep your eyes out. I'll be letting you guys know exactly when this is releasing and what day and everything like that. Stay tuned, guys, for more videos like this one. Well, podcasts like this one. I do have a YouTube channel I'm not actually posting yet. It's called The Game Room, obviously. I've not posted any videos, but I will be doing very, very soon. So keep tuned, guys, on the podcast, because I'm going to keep you updated with this treasure chest location and when the treasure chest actually comes into the game. And also keeping you updated on Fortnite, the game itself, what's new to come, vaults and other stuff like that. And maybe as well other games, because I can't just keep talking about Fortnite. It might bore some viewers. Anyway, guys, thank you. And I will see you guys next time for a brand new podcast. It's been The Game Room. Goodbye.